Is the world coming to an end? With us today is Gordon G. Chang, and his Twitter is at Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, what the heck is going on? Is the world coming to an end?
I think the world is in the early stages of coming to the end, John. We are seeing events which were incomprehensible just a couple of months ago. This full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine obviously means that Putin means to annex all of Ukraine. And after he does that, he's going to move against the Baltic states. Those are NATO members. That brings in the United States. But we're going to be affected well before then. Also, on the other end of the Eurasian landmass, China is now pressuring Taiwan. Just a few hours ago, China sent 9 planes into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. That's a hostile act. We're hearing Beijing give full-throated support for Russia. This looks extremely serious, John.
What did Beijing, I guess Putin and Xi, when they met at the Olympics, came up with some game plans? What did China say about Taiwan?
Yeah, they issued a very long communique, and in that communique, Russia endorsed China's position that Taiwan was an inalienable part of China, of the People's Republic, and supported China's efforts to absorb it. Also, China gave rhetorical support in a general way for Russia's moves against Ukraine. But the most important thing, John, was that on that day, just a few hours before the Olympics started, China and Russia announced those oil and gas deals, $117.5 billion. Also, in the last few days, they announced a coal deal, 100 million metric tons of Russian coal for China. So China is financing Ukraine's the Russian push on Ukraine.
So China is helping finance that by giving them petroleum dollars in case the United States cuts them off from petroleum dollars. So in other words, Putin is in a no-lose position.
What it also is, China's probably going to offer Russia renminbi because the U.S. might cut Russia off from the U.S. dollar system. And that means that Russia will need an alternate currency. And clearly that would be the renminbi. So it's not just the petroleum and the commodity dollars. It's also access to an alternate financial system.
So America loses again. Everybody else wins.
Well, President Biden, if he were willing to use American power, could salvage the situation even at this late date. But the problem is that even using America's considerable tools right now don't assure an outcome, which they would have assured if they were used, for instance, a month ago. The problem also is, John, that we know that China is supporting Russia. So the question is, are we going to go after China for backfilling sanctions that we will impose on Russia? And I'm not sure that the Biden administration will move in time. Again, it will repeat a mistake.
Well, Gordon G. Chang, thank you so much for letting us know and keeping us informed and keeping the American people informed. And I guess right now we'll talk almost every day to find out because everything changes every day.
Yes, and the situation is getting worse every day, John. So this is not going in the right direction.
Okay, we'll catch up real soon. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, John.